This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sin. We're right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And oh, we're gonna have a lot of fun tonight. I mean that sincerely. We got Alfonso Rachel's gonna join us, who we lovingly refer to as Zoe. You know, you all know Zoe, so Zoe's gonna join us up here in a little bit. And I'm just loving some of the stories I see him come across the wire. So, hey, head over to therealside.com where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do over there, a lot you can get involved with. And, you know, give me your email address. I only send it out once a week. And, you know, if you don't want to take it anymore, you don't like it, you don't like what's coming across, just stop it. Just unsubscribe. Really that simple. And, again, if you don't like all the emails, because I don't like them either. They make me nuts. I got too much to read to begin with. You guys send me, like, novels every day. Speaking of a novel, you heard that Obama's coming out with a second book, his second autobiography, because in the first 800-page autobiography, we didn't learn enough about him. I'm still taking stomach pills after reading that first one. I've never heard anybody, I mean, I don't know anybody was so full of themselves thinking that they were the savior of the universe and him. And in the second book, he now says that the only reason, you ready for this? This should infuriate you guys. That the only reason that Donald Trump won, you ready for this? Is because we couldn't handle a black man as a president, even though they elected him twice. Right? And as you are all aware, all us Trump supporters, you know, all us whacks, yeah, we rioted in the streets, we burned down police buildings. Don't you remember all that? No, you don't, because we didn't do it. We don't act like that. We don't act like animals. You know, and you see what's happening. They want to take lists. People, this is real fascism. This isn't even socialism. This is fascism. They're going to make a list of those people that were supporting Donald Trump. And again, they keep pushing this narrative like there's nothing to see. Everything is fine. You know, another communist over at Fox News has been called out, Bill Hemmer. And I told you guys this when he first took over for the other lunatic that was in that place. But he went after Senator Tom Tillis over Trump campaign claims of widespread voter fraud. He said, Senator, I don't know if you were with us a little while ago. I can't be with them anymore at all. There's two or three shows on there that are still worth watching. Let's not punish Tucker Carlson for those idiots at the network as a whole. He says, I don't know if you were with us a few minutes ago, but Matt Schlapp just came back from Clark County, and that's Las Vegas, Nevada. He's arguing that there's thousands and thousands of illegals vote cast, Hammer said. Well, that may or may not be the case, but so far we haven't seen any evidence. You know, it's all about hearsay. Now you need to put up or shut up. Now, Hammer's really funny because, see, it's interesting that a judge in Pennsylvania has shut them. These guys are saying nothing about all the irregularities that took place. They're saying nothing about the thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands, however number it is. There's an estimate right now that there's well over 2.7 million votes that were cast illegally. I'll start there. But if you truly believe that absolutely nothing was wrong, you truly must be, you've got to be a registered Democrat who just believes in the party so much that they can't do anything wrong, that they are right no matter what. An AP put out a story. You ready for this one? This one will make you throw up in your mouth, too. Top officials, a coalition of federal and state officials, said Thursday that they have no evidence that votes were compromised or altered in last week's presidential election, rejecting the unsubstantiated, and that's the word they're using, they're just jumping on unsubstantiated claims. The problem is that the Federal Election Commission said that there was, that it's been the most unsecure election in modern history. So who do you think's lying? One group, you know, Joe Biden came out. Now, here's the funny thing about it. He's going to be the president for all Americans, even the ones that didn't vote for him. He's going to hit the ground running. He's going to reverse the DACA order. He's going to stop building the wall. He's going to make sure that Planned Parenthood money, abortion money, killing baby money, even goes to Mexico City, because somehow now Mexico is part of this country. Right? He's going to be the president for all Americans. How does that work? And God, you know, the Democrats are doing one thing right. AOC is threatening to leave politics if they don't stop blaming her. I mean, typical millennial, right? Stamping her feet, shaking her arms. If you don't stop blaming us, the left, the progressives for all of this, I'm just going to get out of politics. Well, God bless. Why don't you keep, you know, I've kind of got mixed feelings on this. I want her gone. She's poison. She is bad for the for this country. She is a bad, role model for other young women, just like Katie Hill was and the rest of the squad. Ugh. Apostle Rachel joins me right after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Seriously. Heat up your coffee. Come on back. You have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407. Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
Joe Machine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So happy that you're with me.
We do. Did I just say with me? Wow.
I done graduated to sixth grade. I'm pretty good over here. Joe Machine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Let me just bring him on, okay? Because now I'm just repeating myself. So, Alfonso Rachel joins me. He's the host of the Zopian Den Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study and the Zoloft. Always a pleasure to have him with you. You're having fun, aren't you? You're laughing at me already. I'm laughing at me, too, so it works out well for both of us. How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. You just about got ginger tea coming out of my nose.
Oh, we would have got that live. Boy, I could have played that over and over and over again. Not much happened in the news, at least not that I'm listening. Apparently, depending, you know, this is like, I know you don't have any teenage kids. I don't think you do anyway.
Teenage cats.
God. They're just as bad as teenage kids, though. You know that, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, you catch your kid with his hand in the cookie jar, and you're looking at him, and you're going, I told you not to touch those.
Touch what?
Put the cookies in the jar.
I didn't touch the cookies in the jar.
Your hand is in the jar.
Ain't my hand.
You know what I mean? It's one of those conversations. And here you've got Guido and Louie, and they're bringing these ballots in the back door, right? And now you got the judges stepping up everywhere. And I just did a story where the AP released where you have federal and state officials in those states saying, this is one of the safest, most secure elections in U.S. history. I'm like, wow, what? You guys didn't get everything you wanted? Safe or more secure than it was the last time? Come on. Are these guys for real?
Well, you know, realness isn't one of their greater virtues, man. But to your analogy with the cookies, great analogy. But you know, Joe, you can't blame the kid for stealing the cookies, man. It's your fault for buying the cookies in the first place.
Oh, I forgot about that. That's right. That 17. Well, you let me use the car. I would never got in an accident if you didn't let me use the car. Right?
Or even just having the car, you know, and if you have the car, you know that I'm entitled to it. I'm entitled to those cookies. It's your fault for getting them. And so, you know, that's just kind of like how Democrats work. They think that there's these things that are in place that it is their right to take advantage of. And, you know, and if they get caught doing it, well, it's our fault.
Yeah. You know, I agree with you. And it's just so funny to watch this play out and watch, you know, whose fault it actually is and all this. You know, Barack Obama, I don't know if you heard, he's coming out with his second autobiography because apparently he missed some things in the first 800 pages about his life. Did you know that first book was 800 pages? Were you aware of that?
Well, you know, I mean, it's reflective of what the health care bill would look like in that stack of...
we should have figured that out. So wait a minute. His second book is 740 pages because apparently, like I said, he left a lot out of the first. Look at you. The first one. And he says, one of the comments he makes in the book is that the reason that Donald Trump made it as president is because we have not got rid of racism in this country.
He's right.
We are still a heavily racist country,
yeah.
And that's why we voted him in twice, the show's comment, because we're so racist. But go ahead.
Yes.
Your comment.
I totally agree. And but you know, with Obama, of course he's going to have a book, let me see, 800 pages, 700, basically reflective of the first. Because, you know, hey, if Christ had an Old Testament, you know, and he gets a New Testament, well, the Messiah, Obama, should be able to have, you know, two books, you know, to substantiate who he is, right? But no. Obama is right. America is racist. Not America itself, but there is racism in America, and it's his party. He's exactly right. The party of white privilege, the party of systemic racism, the party of apartheid, that's been the Democrat Party, and they're still at it today. And I totally agree with him. It's just he's the knucklehead for some reason that wants to be represented by that party. That makes no sense, but he's totally right. There is racism in America.
I get the kick out of the fact they won't let this stuff go. And now you got Whoopi Goldberg. Talk about not letting go. Did you see her clip this week?
I don't like to, you know. You know that Medusa thing? You know, I don't. I try not to. I got to be careful. And, you know, I don't want to turn to stone, man. I'm sorry, Whoopi.
No. I like it. I thought it was great. She came out and she said, I could probably do her face, but she said, we've had to suck this up for 4 years. We had to put up with him for 4 years. And we had to, I'm going, you put up with nothing for 4 years. I'll tell you what I'll do. Since, you know, you are the example because you keep telling me, I did, I put up with him. I'm going to put up with Joe Biden the same way you put up with Donald Trump. Don't you think that's fair?
I think it's fair. And then why was she putting up with Trump for 4 years? And wasn't she supposed to leave?
That's right. But he wasn't her president. Don't you remember? How could she put up with him for 4 years?
That's right. This wasn't supposed to be her president, her country. She was supposed to be gone with a truckload of those other jack wagons, man. They were supposed to be out of here anyway. What are they complaining about?
I know. Don't you love all, I love all this. I think all this is great. I was interested, and again, I know I get at you with this, but it was interesting. They have a 5 minute clip of a priest doing a sermon. I think it was last Sunday, and going after Joe Biden big time from the pulpit.
Okay.
And when he was done, the pulpit erupted. I mean, the church erupted with applause. Okay, because he talked about coming back to the principles of Christ, and abortion is not one of the principles of Christ. He just went through the whole thing. But it was something. I grew up in the Catholic Church. I never heard a hint of or smelled a hint of politics when I grew up in that church. And now we're starting to see cracks in the armor. And even some of them, you know, going as far as calling out, truly calling out the church for covering for the pedophiles. Which is, I got to tell you, it's interesting to me because, you know, yeah, they were tight-lipped for centuries, if you would. And all it takes is 12, right? You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. I hope at some point, you know, folks, it's just like we were, you know, off the air, you know, we were talking about the Democrat Party is a religion. And what they believe is a religion, and liberalism is a religion. I'm hoping folks will at some point realize that religion is not the way, even if it's a supposed Christ-centered religion. I know I'm really going to step on some toes with those, but the Lord didn't say the religion is the way. He said that he is.
Agreed.
And you don't need a religion for that. You just need him. That's it. Right?
And we both agree that. It's one of those things. It's funny how do you use terminology that people understand? I agree with you. I mean, religion is man-made. The relationship with Christ is Christ-made. But I don't know. We'll talk about this the other side of the break, because you hear that music, too. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Come on back. We got a lot more to get you crazy about in just a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The rising number of coronavirus cases across the country has health officials worriedly looking for ways to contain the spread, especially with the upcoming holidays. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar is asking people to make some sacrifices in their Thanksgiving celebrations. He tells CNN that taking a few steps could help keep infections out of your holidays.
Wear your face coverings, because I want to make sure, even if we make sacrifices this Thanksgiving and Christmas, those sacrifices are for a reason, so that everybody you want to be with will be here for next Thanksgiving.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot had a similar message for her city Thursday, asking residents to stay home as much as possible and cancel Thanksgiving plans. The U.S. set another record high number of new cases on Wednesday, with more than 140,000 recorded. It was the ninth straight day that new cases topped 100,000. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
Feel the rhythm now.
We are back. This is the Real Title, GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Do something more than sit there just, you know, nodding your head and agreeing with us or disagreeing with us or throwing stuff at your radio, whatever it is you're doing. You got to get, but you really do have to get informed. And you got to get engaged. You know, before I come on the air tonight, I was flicking back and forth. I was on the flicking back and forth. Listen to me. I'm on the computer, not flicking, but I'm going through different tabs. And I got MSNBC up on one tab. I've got, you know, Fox. Yes, go ahead, throw something at me later. I got Fox up on another tab. I want to see what they're all saying, CNN and so forth and so on. And, man, I got to tell you what. You could take the same content and put it on every one of those and just switch the titles. Because every one of them sees things differently. Every single one of them has a different spin on what's going on. So in order for you to have a clue, I can even tie this into the Bible. The Bible doesn't tell you to read. Right? Some of you got caught up and you bought that Reader's Digest version of the Bible. Good luck to you. But the Bible tells us to study. Study to show yourself approved. Right? And some of you ain't studying. You're reading. I love you guys. I mean, I'm not trying to put myself on a pedestal here, but I love you guys to come at me with a scripture. You take one line, two sentences out of a whole book, and you try to throw it out. Oh, yeah, Messina, you're not supposed to judge. It's like, okay, we're going to have some fun now. Actually, let me bring him on, because he'll have just as much fun with this as I will. Always a pleasure to have Alfonso Rachel with me. You know, you just, like, shattered my world. I thought you were Italian. And you told me.
Was it the Alfonso thing? Did that throw you?
Alfonso could be German or Germanic.
Yeah.
Right? But you can't use Germanic because the young folks don't know what that means. They probably think it's a racial slur or something like that, right? I'll get hate.
Come on, young folks. It's just one more syllable. Just ick, right? It's just adding one more syllable to the word.
Right? So, anyway, look, tell them where to find your stuff. Are you Zopian Den? You got the Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study and Zoloft?
Oh, thanks, man. Yes, I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, and they can check out, you know, just like you said, the Zoloft, the Zopium Den. I've got my music project, 20-pound sledge. I got shirts, you know, trying to make freedom fashionable again. You know what I'm saying? We need to do that. Got to represent the fashion. I might even do a catwalk or something like that. Yeah,
look
fashion.
At me. What are you talking about, fashion? Are you serious? I'm wearing bowling shirts from 1960. What are you talking about?
Man, but the bowling rocks, man. Them shoes. Those, you know, the bowling shoes is hot.
Right.
Let's get weird.
Oh my God! This is never mind. I mean, we can really get lost. I looked over my shoulder the other night, and Grease had started. I haven't watched Grease in 20 years, right? And I'm watching that, and I'm going, "Oh, please no! Let me. Where's the channel changer? Quick, get it off of there." Anyhow, you know, back to what I originally wanted to talk to you about, which is it's interesting in watching what's happening right now. You know, you're seeing what's happening in the streets, right? They were partying in the streets this weekend. They were drinking out of each other's bottles. I guess what happens is the winner of the race, if you belong to that party, COVID goes, oh, no, they're Democrats, we're cool. And right. It moves on to somebody else, right? I mean, so you can drink out of the same bottles, you can dance and hold each other's hands, you can break bread together, you know, partying with the barbecue or whatever you're doing. Out in the streets, that's okay. But in California, I can't even invite you over for Thanksgiving, can I?
Strange, right? Yeah. But once again, what's that saying? If Democrats didn't have any double standards, they wouldn't have any standards at all.
But it's,
you know, that's just how they roll, man. And you know, with this this COVID, we figured that if Biden is able to take this, somehow COVID would just magically disappear as if it was never really an issue. And it's weird, man, because like out here in California, you notice how people can eat outside and stuff like that. It's like they tell us that the safest place to be is inside, but the safest place to eat is outside. And even while people are eating outside, Joe, they're making enclosures for them to eat in outside. People are being forced to eat inside, outside. It's inside out and crazy. That's how
you can't smoke enough crack to have any of this make sense. You know, I'm driving down the road with my son this morning, and I'm looking over to the side. He's like, "What are you looking at?" I said, "All these restaurants that they're not supposed to be open because you're not supposed to be inside. Every one of them had an enclosure in the parking lot." And yeah. I'm watching waiters go back and forth. I'm going, "Well, that's got to be healthy."
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. Bringing your food outside, bringing it into the tent.
Right. You know, and we're not assuming to be, you know, experts in the medical field or anything like that. But, you know, and I'm all about, you know, safety, man. But, you know, we're about safety and practicality, too, man. And they got people out there wearing masks. It's like you got to wear a mask to enter the restaurant. But if you're going to eat the food, you got to take off the mask. And then you got to go outside. And, you know, it's like, it doesn't make any sense. Okay, so we're wearing masks for something that could still get into our eyes. And we're wearing masks, you know, with these fibers in it that are significantly larger than what the virus or anything that the virus is traveling in, being that it's, you know, it's airborne or droplet borne or whichever, still significantly smaller than the fibers of the mask. You know, but it's like, this is what we're made to live. I mean, it's some Twilight Zone stuff, Joe.
But people believe, look at you and I driving down the, can somebody who does this call or write me? I won't make fun of you. I'm just trying to understand. You're wearing a mask. You're in the car. You're by yourself. It's cutting your oxygen by 40%. You're driving in your own car with the mask on. Are you afraid you're going to give it to yourself? am I missing this? Look, I don't know. I didn't go to college, so maybe I am extremely ignorant. I don't understand.
But here's the thing, you know, and we don't, I'm not assuming that we're telling anybody, you know, in your audience, man, you know, that they already know what's up with this, man. They know what is crazy. Yep. But the thing is, Joe, what I think what a lot of folks are missing in the conservative camp is why the Democrats were so able to use this so effectively. See, the thing is, you know, I tried to tell conservatives from the beginning, it's like, I know it's going to be about the jobs and it's going to be about the economy. However, that stuff doesn't mean anything, Joe. It means nothing. The economy is not going to save America. The jobs are not going to save America. It's deeper than that. We hear it all the time. You got people out there with good jobs, making long money and stuff like that. They can't keep their marriage together. They're alcoholics. They're drug addicts. They're suicidal. Two people can't even stay together with good money and good jobs. But 350 million people going to be able to pull it off? That's not our problem. We got a deeply spiritual problem in America, and we got a deeply cultural problem in America. And COVID, this COVID thing should not have had the effect that it's done. But the reason why it is because of the Death Star weapon that the Democrats have that the conservatives are failing to take out. And that is the accusation of racism. And until conservatives come to grip with this and stop making the same mistakes on it, I've been trying to tell them, but they don't listen to me. They don't listen to me, though. If they don't fix this, it's in my book, A Solid Right Cross, on how they can fix it. But they don't do it. And they give the Democrats everything they need to push this lunacy. And they just tore this economy apart just like that.
And he's threatening to shut down 4 to 6 weeks when he gets in office, Joe Biden.
Whoa.
And you talk about, you know, it's fear and ignorance. And maybe ignorance brings on fear. I don't know. You tell me. But it's fear and ignorance. Look, feminist Naomi Wolf came out and she said, my God, if I had known, and she's pretty famous, right? She comes out today and she says, if I had known that Joe Biden was going to lock us down, I wouldn't have voted for him. And I'm thinking, were you in a coma for the last 6 months?
Oh,
I mean, either you were in a coma, you were in earplugs, or you're suffering from early onset Alzheimer's. I don't know.
A coma's no excuse, Joe. I mean, Biden's been in a coma, too. He sleeps. He's been sleepwalking this whole time, man. And he was still able to pull this off. I mean, and Joe, even if they were cheating, man, conservatives gave them everything that they needed to effectively cheat. And conservatives need to come to grip with that.
Oh, we don't. Listen, we may not be coming at it exactly the same way, but I'm on the exact same page with you. I'm waiting for us to start fighting back, pushing back, not accepting all this stuff. You know, what's really funny is we bring in, and I'll even say I was guilty on it in the early days because I got tired of being beat up. But, you know, you see these shows, they bring on black males, black females to fight the racist issue in the conservative party. Well, I went off on it last night. I said, you know what? No more. I can speak. A black man, a yellow, what we refer to as a yellow man, a red man, whatever color you want to play with, is still a man. I can speak to those issues. I'm a human being. I can speak to those issues. You don't like it? Don't listen to the show. Because now when you write me emails, nasty ones, I'm going to read your name on the air with it. So have a field day with it, you know?
Yes.
Expose the darkness.
That's right. That's right, man. And Joe, I know that you get it, man. That's one of the reasons why I like doing the show with you, is because you do understand it. And yeah, you know, for a long time, you know, we watched them trot out, you know, black voices to have a perspective on these things. And you're always going to have somebody unhappy about it. Oh, they found this black person to talk about it or whatnot. And that's not what it takes. It just takes people being people. You know, we all have feelings.
Exactly. Speak to it. It ain't that hard.
Yeah.
We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Zoe is going nowhere either. Got him locked in the basement. But he got cool drums, so it's good.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood, and it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Before I go through the phones, let me just bring Zoe back in again. Alfonso Rachel joins me. He is the host of the Zopian Den Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study and the Zoloft. And you know what? I'll let him have this one. I'll bet you the coffee tastes better. You do have coffee in that cup, right? I mean, I don't want to...
It's actually ginger tea.
It's tea! Like... Oh, you're the tea guy. I keep forgetting.
No, God. I'm a coffee drinker. I'm a coffee drinker. My coffee drink is strong, Joe. My drink is strong, man.
A tea drinker. I don't know. I guess I got to get used to a manly man like yourself drinking tea. I don't know.
It's strong ginger, man. This will put
well, Enterprise. What was it? Enterprise. The one captain, didn't he drink Earl Grey? I mean, that was a man. He's a captain of a ship. I guess Earl Grey was good. Ginger tea. All right, we'll do this on another day. I gotta have some fun with it.
You gotta try this ginger tea, man.
Earl Grey, lots of cream, you know, a little sugar, happy camper. All right. My wife would have me drink it with honey and lemon. No, thank you.
My coffee is motor oil, Joe.
That's it.
Motor oil.
All right. Let's bring for Earl from California. Earl, you wanna talk about Antifa?
What I want to talk about is the RICO Act. I want to get the RICO Act was brought to my attention some months ago, dealing with the hierarchy of Antifa and Black Lives Matter. They're obviously a criminal organization, and the RICO Act was used to bring down the mob back in the day.
Yes.
50s, 60s, 70s. Even today, now, I'm sitting here thinking and waiting for you to come back to me. We got all this voter fraud going on. You know, why can't we use this? It's a criminal conspiracy. Why can't we use the RICO Act to get these people? I'll leave it to you.
Well, I'm going to answer you off air. So, and thanks for calling. I very much appreciate it, Earl. You know, Joe, it's funny. He's not the only one to ask that question.
Sure.
But the problem is there has to be, that these guys have to want to do this. They have to want to step up and actually start investigating this voter fraud. It is very hard to do. Okay? And I'm not saying you shouldn't do it. Don't get me wrong. But it's very hard to do. Look what happened when Bill Barr this week came down and said, hey, we're going to investigate this in every center. And the head of his department resigned. And matter of fact, if you want the truth, he didn't resign. He took a lateral position, which means he's still getting taxpayer dollars, and he just moved into another department. But they don't want to investigate, because guess who's going to come up on this? Guess who we're going to find out is behind all of this garbage? Because you saw earlier tonight there was a report that, let me get the number up, because I hate when they call me later and go, you know, you are all wrong on those numbers. You could be a little nicer about it. In Georgia, all those ballots, there was almost 100,000 ballots that showed up out of, like, nowhere, right? 95,000 of them only had a check mark for Joe Biden. 95,000.
Wow.
A little over 800, only had a check mark for Donald Trump. So apparently, there are 96,000 people in Georgia that have no clues of what's going on in politics, but they knew about Biden and Trump.
Right?
But when you go through all the ballots, there was 2.4 million ballots that had Trump and votes all the way down ticket, and 2.3 million that had Biden and votes all the way down ticket. I don't know. I barely made it out of high school, but this doesn't smell right, does it?
No, man, it is quite fishy. And getting back to and tying this in with Earl's question, man, I understand a lot of people are concerned about this, but I gotta be real with y'all. I gotta be real with you.
I hope so.
Whatever it is that the Democrats are doing, I wish conservatives would understand that you gave them the power to do this. The word even talks about helping the hand of the evildoer. You're helping the hand of the evildoer. It's like, I'll tell you why. When we talk about Antifa and we talk about Black Lives Matter, we talk about these communist movement, and they're using racism to drive this. This ain't anything new. But conservatives and Republicans today look at the Democrat Party as if they're this new party, this new radical Democrat Party. They're not new, and they're not radical. But Republicans keep calling them that, and they're giving the Democrats everything that they need. Antifa is not new. Black Lives Matter is not new. It is the same tactic of the Democrat Party, who are obsessed with race, to make terrorist organizations just like they did with the KKK. It's the same stuff. The idea of socialism and communism is not new. Because what is the Democrat Party? The basis of the Democrat Party is feeling entitled to what somebody else's work for. It doesn't matter if it's slavery, socialism, or communism. And Republicans keep acting like this is a new Democrat Party when it's not. The government can't solve this. Your politicians can't solve this until you wise up and understand who the Democrats are and what you keep letting them get away with, and the ground that you keep giving them to keep doing what they're doing as if they're this new party. When it was your grandfather's party, was it? No, your grandfather's party of the Democrats who were the apartheid, Jim Crow, revocation of civil rights and voting rights, that Democrat party that you think is so noble? No wonder people think the party's a switch sides. Stop it with giving these Democrats so much ground, and then you'll see a change.
No, I agree with you. It's funny how we keep going back. You think of the days and terms like, would JFK be accepted in the Democrat Party today? Right? LBJ, at least he didn't try to hide it. He was just out open with one, right? I mean, it was, for him, it was pretty simple. And I think it's hilarious. But
yes.
But can I go back to what we were talking about earlier, which is ignorance and fear? Yeah. Right? And the fear part is on the part of the Republicans. Why they're so afraid to open their mouth, say anything, and put it out there, I don't know. And frankly, the ignorance part is the part of the Democrats. Look at that woman, well-educated, well-known, and what does she do? If I had known he was going to shut things down, it's like, do you not listen to the new? Oh, that's because you listen to CNN anyway. We're never going to put that out there on CNN. Oh, no, I'm going to listen to the scientists. We already know. And Fauci came out today, and he said, this won't last much longer. People, you've been set up.
Mm. Yes, they have, man, and it's so sad that Democrats can get away with this lie, man. It's and you know, even the Word of God talks about us, you know, the people falling for a grand delusion. We've been in rehearsal for this for so long, and just watching. It's like, man, are you guys really? You're gonna fall for that, really?
Yeah. Oh yeah, you scratch your head. I scratch my head all the time. You look at the cities that are the tightest, the most tightest lockdown rules are the ones that have the highest amount of COVID. Explain that to me.
It's like gun control.
Yeah. You know what? You're right. You're exactly right.
Yeah.
You know, Chicago. You're not supposed to have a gun. Highest rate of people being shot. Makes sense to me now. I got it. It's the backward science class. I got it.
Twilight Zone, Joe.
No. But... You know, back to, again, back to Earl, you know, and his question about why don't they use the RICO Act. It comes up again as to who is going to apply these things. Who's going to make it happen? You were coming up on the end of a run. They could be doing all this work, and God forbid Biden gets in and they get control of everything. Nobody's going to get prosecuted except for Donald Trump and family and anybody at a high level that supported him. Those are the only people that are going to get nailed. But if Donald Trump gets back in, look, I will lose all faith. And you know, people like Donald and others in his area, if he gets back in again, and I am truly believing that he's going to, if he gets back in again, though, if he doesn't go after these people with a vengeance, and I don't mean that in a hateful way, I know he hates what they're doing. Mm-hmm. So if he doesn't go after these people to shut them down, then why bother? See, if there's no punishment, there's no law. The law doesn't mean anything, right?
That's right, man. And conservatives should also understand, man. And we how we do it, Joe. We talk to tough love, man. We're not trying to, you know, beat up on anybody. But man, listen, you got to get some tough love going on here. It's, you know, conservatives have been so hung up on promoting Donald Trump and they forgot to promote conservatism. It's like, you really want to help Donald Trump. You really want to help him promote conservatism. We didn't set Donald Trump for another 4 years in this nonsense because did I miss something or did the Democrats pick up some seats in Congress? They still retain the House, right?
If they lose one seat, they lose it. Ooh. So they were expecting, remember, they were expecting this big blue wave, right?
Right.
We picked up five or six seats, and they lost. Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Jeez.
Crazy.
You know, so conservatism has to be promoted if they really want it, because, you know, if we don't have that in the culture, Joe, our political stability is just, it's always going to be shaky.
Well, I love the fact that they're now screaming they have a mandate from the people. Are you serious? I'm telling you, we use a different dictionary or a different thesaurus because squeaking by means they have a mandate, right?
Wow.
When Trump won last time, when he was, what was it, 93-7 it was supposed to be, when he won, oh, but that wasn't a mandate. That was a cheat, according to them, right?
Right.
I just don't get it. And they're all right, stop, Joe. This is serious stuff.
They can be quite dyslexic on things, you know. It's like
I tell you, you and I have to get together. We have to write the Democrat thesaurus, okay? just go through the regular thesaurus and write just the opposite of everything that's in there, and we're good, right? And we don't even have to think about it anymore. We're done.
Well, their thesaurus.
Go ahead. Say that to us.
Their thesaurus, man, will actually be pronounced the sore ass because they are the sore ass.
All right, see that? They shut us down now. Thank you very much for that. Go ahead, tell people where to find you.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com. Hope to see y'all there. Thank you.
Always a pleasure, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. We're going to talk about the more about the sore losers, and I can't even just call them that. They really are trying to steal this election. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far.